two questions on the ballot next week will ask voters whether to beef up criteria judges are directed to consider when releasing someone from jail before trial. It's Tuesday, March 28th. This is Wisconsin Today. Good morning. I'm Hope Kerwin. Up, Gabby Vinnick tells us how a song called Rainbow Land was banned from a first grade performance in Waukesha. And Evan Casey has an update on Milwaukee streetcar, The Hop. Stay with us.
You tune into Wisconsin Public Radio for news you can trust, conversations that draw you in, and music and entertainment that make your day better. The largest source of funding for everything you value on WPR is listener support. Join the team that makes WPR possible. Become a sustaining member. Make an ongoing monthly gift and share WPR with your entire community. It's easy to sign up at WPR.org.
Voters April 4th are deciding whether to expand a list of criteria that judges are directed to consider while setting cash bail. Sarah Lear explains that proposal is divided into two ballot questions.
Question one would adjust language in the state constitution, saying judges should weigh the potential of serious harm to the community when setting someone's conditions for release before trial. And question two would beef up a list of criteria for setting bail to include factors like prior convictions. Republican sponsor Senator Van Wongard says current language focuses only on ensuring someone returns to court.
Gives the judge the ability to consider the serious harm so that it is more focused on what that individual might do and taking into consideration the totality of the circumstances.
Critics say the changes could perpetuate inequalities between those who can and cannot pay. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Gun shop owners would be involved in suicide prevention measures under a new bill being considered by the state legislature. The legislation would allow people at risk of suicide to voluntarily hand over their guns for temporary safekeeping at participating gun stores and shooting ranges. Republican State Senator Jesse James of Altoona co-authored the bill. He says this will give people in distress an option that doesn't involve law enforcement.
Just another step to safe keep guns, to keep them out of people's hands if they want to harm themselves or die by suicide. I mean, let's say what it is.
Gun store owners would also receive training to spot a customer in mental health crisis. The bill has bipartisan co-sponsors in the Assembly and Senate. Similar bills introduced in the past have failed to make it to a vote. The Waukesha School District is barring first graders from singing a duet by Miley Cyrus and Dolly Parton. As Gabby Vinnick reports, some people worry it's part of an ongoing school culture wars.
The lyrics of the Cyrus-Parton song Rainbow Land are focused on acceptance and inclusion. First graders at Higher Elementary were to sing it in their spring concert, but not anymore. According to a statement from the district, the music teacher asked the school principal for approval. He and a central office administrator reviewed the song and found it was, quote, too controversial. Dave Dringenberg has kids in the district. He says this incident is part of a larger issue in Waukesha.
I think a lot of us see the district having a perceived bias against students that are in the LGBTQ community.
Among other songs, the first graders will now sing Kermit the Frog's Rainbow Connection. Gabby Vinnick, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Kinnard Farms has agreed to pay $215,000 to settle alleged manure management violations. The allegations against the dairy business include spreading manure too close to private wells in Kewaunee County and Door County. The settlement also requires the business to upgrade two waste storage facilities. Kinnard owns thousands of cows at its dairy in Kewaunee County. They've been under growing scrutiny as private wells in the area have become contaminated with agricultural runoff. Scott Lasser of environmental advocacy group Clean Wisconsin is pleased with the settlement with the DOJ, but he says there isn't a silver bullet to fix water quality issues.
While farmers are taking a lot of important steps to try to address water quality issues, sometimes it's important for the DNR and the Department of Justice to step in and, you know, hold farms accountable when water quality is at risk.
A statement from Kinnard Farms says the business settled to avoid a lengthy and costly dispute with regulators. clean energy advocates say Wisconsinites interested in installing solar panels on their property face more hurdles than their counterparts in other states. The most common way to get solar is to buy panels from a private company that installs them. That often costs tens of thousands of dollars. That limits solar to those who can afford it. Advocates say leasing panels from an installer is another option, but it faces roadblocks in Wisconsin. Those projects currently need to be approved individually by state utility regulators. The Public Service Commission is expected to clarify the legality of leasing solar panels later this year. At least 29 other states allow for such lease agreements. And the future of Milwaukee Streetcar Service is in limbo nearly 5 years after it began operations. The streetcar, named the Hop, runs just over 2 miles in the city's downtown. Officials originally planned for it to link to other neighborhoods. But there's been no money available to expand the service. The city has also missed out on getting federal infrastructure grants for the project. In a statement, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he believes the Hop should, quote, never receive state funding. Milwaukee Alderman Bob Bauman is a proponent of the project. He says that comment wasn't surprising, coming from the leader of the Republican-controlled legislature.
I mean, they're fundamentally hostile to Milwaukee in many different respects, and this is no exception.
Ridership numbers for the Hop have been rising in recent months, but on Monday, the streetcar derailed for the first time in its history after it hit a garbage truck. It's not yet clear when service will resume. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Hope Kerwin, in this week for Alex Crow. Our producers are John Davis and Bridget Bowden. Catch us wherever you get your podcasts every weekday morning, and don't forget to subscribe. You can find more news anytime at WPR.org. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.